82. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this Monday, April 1st, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Short little story. First in a series of election year county profiles. In collaboration with the Michigan State University Journalism School, the American Communities Project, Detroit Free Press, and Capital News Service. We're going to be checking these stories around the state of Michigan as they come out with these editorials. The first place they're going to is Phyllis and Trucker Rick, Downstate Kim, others in the Livingston County suburbs. Trump country. Kind of get a feeling for what's going on. Well, the first thing that many people see when they drive into the Livingston County from Detroit, Metro Detroit area, is a large billboard with the American flag and an eagle staring proudly down at them. It's easy to assume that this image sums up the politics in Livingston County. But the reality is actually more complicated. The political attitudes in Livingston County seems unambiguous. When it came to the 2020 presidential election, 61% of the residents voted for President Trump. He won every single township in Livingston County. But beneath the surface level numbers, there starts to create a geographic split regarding just how conservative these communities really are. For example, Conway Township in the Northwest, Trump won 72% of the vote, while in the city of Brighton, the county's southeast corner, the vote was nearly even, 49.5 supporting Trump to 48.7 voting for Biden. Notice it's the cities. The bigger cities are going liberal. I don't care if you're talking Petoskey in Emmett County, Charlevoix in Charlevoix County, perhaps Rogers City in Presque Isle, Gaylord in Otsego, Traverse City in Grand Traverse County, the city's more liberal, more progressive. But the numbers, when you add them up in the smaller rural townships around these cities, they jump by 25 to 30%, folks, more conservative, more Republican. So I got a very simple question for you. As you look at your county, Presque Isle County, Sheboygan, Emmett, Charlevoix, Otsego, Antrim, Mackinac, Chippewa, stop and think about where you would serve if you decided to run for county commissioner. Downtown Sheboygan in the city limits, probably more progressive, more liberal than the surrounding townships in Sheboygan County. This is holding true in almost every single demographic city, county around the state of Michigan. Now, there are some other things factoring in. Small villages, rural areas with family farms, In recent decades, Livingston County's southeastern area has had an influx of people settling and commuting to the urban and suburban areas of Metro Detroit. It's now comparatively wealthy, with a median household income of $96,135 compared to the statewide numbers of $68,505. Perfect example, Steve MacMade, 51 years old, a financial advisor at Edwin Jones, moved to Brighton with his parents back in 1976, the year I graduated high school. There are vast differences between Brighton, Howell, and Fowlerville, he said. Although Brighton and Howell are melting pots that host a wide range of people, he said he believes that the county is both deeply Republican and conservative. Many of us don't want Joe Biden to stay on as president. But on the other hand, we're not really sure how many want Trump back in office. Steve Horton, 72 years old, he owns the Fowlerville newspaper in the rural northwestern corner of Livingston County. Born on a dairy farm, he says, I've seen many changes over the years. Many people have migrated from western Detroit or Livonia to get away from the development that came back in the 1960s and 70s. Some actually came here to avoid school desegregation and was looking for more affordable housing. The farther you go west, the more traditional people are and the more Trump flags you see. Horton went on to say, as a newspaper service, we are seeing more and more people being driven primarily by national issues. People are becoming more and more polarized because of what they're reading, not only in our paper, but online. He goes on to say, in my opinion, politics isn't local anymore. Steve, with all due respect, you're 72, you're my elder. You don't know what you're talking about. Politics is totally local. And the reason it is local is because of all of the things happening at the state level. What can we actually do to affect the presidential outcome, the presidential race? Really nothing other than getting out and voting for president. Are they going to dump signs into Michigan? Probably not. They're going to run these commercials on TV. You might be getting mailers in the box, but that's about it. But politics at the local level affecting county government, your local townships, cities, villages, and school board races. Totally, totally going to be driven at the local level. Well, just to wrap up this story about one Livingston County, older gentleman George Moses, 81 years old, grew up in Detroit, but has lived in Livingston County since 1966. He owns another marketing publication regarding certain types of job providers in the county called The Marketer. He's been doing it for 50 years. He said he appreciates the scenic beauty of the area, all the extracurricular activities, Kent Lake and Kensington Metro Park, neighboring Oakland County. He said, I believe that many people are wanting to move to our area, are coming from the cities like Detroit and other locations. And that is giving us a paradigm shift in our politics. Well, we shall see come the August 6th primary, and we shall see what happens in November. This county will go hugely for Donald Trump. Any of you running for office in Livingston County as a Republican, you're probably going to win. Same exact scenario around the entire state of Michigan. The question is, who's the real Republicans? Democrats realize this is a huge potential to run as Republicans on Donald Trump's coattails. So you have to be educated. You have to know who these candidates are. You need to know who the good guys are and who to support and who to vote for. That is going to be a major, major mission of this show. Every one of these races, you're going to know the truth about the candidates and know who to support. So, just another example, breaking it down at the county level, stuff that's happening up here in northern Michigan, it's happening downstate as well. And as they do these editorial reports, different counties, different areas, well, we will definitely bring the stories to you. In closing, the Democratic Party chair, Judy Dobenmeyer, she's 74 years old. She says, we're hoping that a lot of people from elsewhere are going to be joining us as we become more and more blue in this county. We shall see. All nine members of the county's Board of Commissioners are Republican. In 2023, the chairman of the board, Dave Domus, expressed pride in their strong business sector, their wonderful schools, and the constitutional county designation passed unanimously by their board. We believe in our Constitution. And we will not allow our sheriff and prosecutor to enforce unconstitutional laws in our county. Well, the Democrats feel that is way over the top, and most people will not support that agenda this year in 2024. Well, we shall see. Again, I think this is going to be huge numbers. Independents are voting. The base is coming back. You just need to know who the real Republicans are when you start vetting these candidates. What's their voting record? And who is supporting their campaigns? Those are questions you need to ask. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, final segment of today. Our beef farmer and County Commissioner Cliff Tolini, listening to the show, the reading of that story. Randy, nurses average $75,000 per year plus benefits. Teachers average salary $68,000 plus insurance. And state teachers' pensions for all of them, while only working 170 days a year. By the time you factor in the breaks, winter break, spring break, holidays, 170 days a year is what they're actually required to teach in a classroom. That's their fulfillment of being a teacher in the state of Michigan. And this woman trying to tell us that K through 12 teachers barely make a living wage. That's where she lost total credibility with me. Craig and Leverings, some years ago, companies were working toward providing child care in-house at the workplaces back in the 80s and 90s. That all disappeared. Why? Parents was the problem. Government now wants our children. They want their hands on our children. The more services the governments provide in the cities, such as Democrat cities, they get reelected. Opposed to people in rural areas that work for themselves and their neighbors. Exactly. Phyllis is actually in Washtenaw County. Although my county commissioner is Democrat, all the new Washtenaw County commissioners, he leans more right than left from my observations. But we are part of the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. My township is on border with Livingston, went Democratic, but I wouldn't be surprised if there was voting shenanigans down ballot. We now call the little city of Dexter the little Ann Arbor. Well, kind of interesting, because I think politics is local up here in northern Michigan. Again, we're not going to be involved a lot in the presidential race. That's going to take care of itself. The U.S. Senate race, we're going to dump in our numbers for our candidates. I don't think Mr. Rogers has that much support up here in northern Michigan. I think it's going to be a very interesting race. This is not a foregone conclusion just because of Donald Trump's endorsement. That's number one. Number two, there's going to be a whole lot of door knocking going on. And I think people are going to be talking to people, educating them about the candidates. And when you do that, it makes a huge impact on people. I'm going to reach out to Cool Mike today after the show if he's listening. I want to get this training going for door knocking up here in our area. I'm going to reach out to Jay's Sporting Goods over in Gaylord, see how soon we can get this class going, probably the beginning of May. That's what I'm looking at as far as the calendar goes. We need to learn how to knock doors, what to say, how to make a concise, clear delivery of the information, provide them materials, move to the next door. We're going to get into phone banking. We're going to get into all that. But we have to start by reaching out to our neighbors. That's what we have to do. The weather's changing. I'm going to be taking off the winter tires this week, getting some summer tires back on the car. Wash and stow away the winter tires for next year. This is something that we are going to definitely do, people. We're going to do it together. But again, I need to remind you, 3 weeks from tomorrow, Tuesday, April 23rd, 3 o'clock deadline to file for office. We need to talk. Mancelona in Antrim County, I'm looking for a candidate for county commissioner. Commissioners in two more districts in Presque County, districts 2 and 3, Akiak Township, and Roger City, east of U.S. 23. All of Sheboygan County. Mackinac County, every county commissioner seat except for Mike Petrick. Emmett County, Resort Township, Bear Creek Township. If you live in those, I want to talk to you. If you know somebody that lives in Resort or Bear Creek in Emmett County, get me their name and number. We are recruiting. We're going to do this. We're going to educate people. And again, 10 days before the filing deadline, not this Saturday, but a week from Saturday, we will be teaching the Roberts Rules of Order crash course and the Michigan State Constitution in Traverse City. The deadline's being extended to 5 o'clock this Wednesday, April the 3rd. Then I'll be placing the order for the books, the materials, the guides, the state constitution, and we will be getting together. Folks, you come to the class, you learn how meetings are supposed to run, you understand Robert's Rules of Order, it might just give you the confidence to say, you know what, I can run for county commissioner. I can run for school board. I can definitely, definitely do this. We're here for you. We'll answer your questions. We'll guide you. We'll help you every step of the way. But this is our mission. And by the way, we're not going anywhere. We're going to fight the good fight. This is the year. We're going to make news. We're going to make history. We're going to send a message to Lansing. And you guys can be a part of it. So if you'd like to join us again for that event coming up in May in Presque Isle County, text me PI for Presque Isle. Class TC, if you'd like to sign up for the class. And if you want to get on Cliff Tellini's list for beef, text me beef. And I'll text you all the information. We need you guys. We want you guys. And we greatly appreciate you. Now back to the music, the memories caused by the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith.